We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, it was a different kind of morning in the Starkey household today. My daughter is off from school. She's been going to in-person school. And even with one person, one kid in the house, all hell breaks loose every single morning here. There's a kid to take care of. There's a dog to take care of. There's a nervous and anxious wife who's always on her way to work before I go to work. Even though I don't really go to work, well, I go in the basement to go to work. But today, Ron, all's quiet on the Western Front. Everybody's still sleeping. The savvy old news hound got up early, got the show ready, tons of topics, communicated with you very clearly, very cordially, I might add, and I'm ready to go. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little surprised that the Starkey household's still in bed at 10 a.m. I mean, that's the middle of the day for most of us.
Yeah, it's a big day around here, even the dog, although he puked last night, and it was
not to get gross here,
but it was a sight to behold. I thought he burned a hole in my lawn. It was unbelievable, Ron, but he's okay now, and you are too, it sounds like. You ready to go?
I'm doing well, ready to go, still hoping that football game's going to be played tomorrow. Did you hear the latest, Joe, that the Ravens might be traveling in tomorrow? They may not travel in today. They may just come in day of game, and not the best situation, but they're going to do what they have to do.
Yeah, that's number eight here. We have Chris Hoke coming up, by the way, at 11, Ed Bouchette at 1, our very own Jim Colony in the noon hour. So the great eight, the opening eight to start out with. I'm actually hoping the game isn't played, Ron. I don't think it should be, quite frankly. Do you?
You know what? But that's a tough one to answer, Joe. You know, I mean, I know why they're going to play it, for the money. I see Derek Wolfe of the Ravens tweeted out, player safety, what a joke. So from a safety standpoint, it probably shouldn't be played. But we all know that safety is secondary when it comes to the big money at TV, especially primetime games on a holiday night. So I still am anticipating it's being played. But I mean, I can buy your argument not to play it, absolutely. At least delay it till Sunday, maybe, or even Monday.
Well, my argument is based on precedent. They canceled or they postponed Steelers-Titans on a Thursday, 3 days before kickoff, when more positive tests brought the Titans total to 11 people, including 5 players. The Athletic says today the Ravens total is 10 people, including 5 players. What's the difference? Well, I think you mentioned it. This is the Thanksgiving night entree on television. That would be the only difference. And let's be honest, too, about this, Ron. If this were the other way around and the Steelers were missing tons of guys by the day, 5, maybe more coming up here, I mean, what would people want the game to be played? What if Ben was one of them? What if this were a playoff game? I just think all of these factors are pointing to the sensible move here being to delay the game.
Yeah, you make a great point. I think most people don't care about player safety. They want to see a football game. They want to have their big Thanksgiving feast and then sit down and watch that football game. A lot of people are going to be off on Monday, so they don't have to worry about going to bed late after the game. Hopefully they get a Steelers win from their standpoint. But you make it an interesting point. What if Ben was J.K. Dobbins? You know, he's the running back for Baltimore. He's out. What if that would have been Ben? You make a great point.
Yeah, what if this were a playoff game? But my main point is they already scrapped the game based on the same number of cases, so why wouldn't they scrap this one? That would be
well,
my
I
main
think
argument.
They'd probably they probably tell you they've come a long way with contact tracing as opposed to where they were, what, 5-6 weeks ago. I'm sure that would be their defense. They'd probably say, oh, our protocols are so much better now than they used to be.
Yeah, I don't even know what that would mean. I mean, how can you control cases that are already starting to increase? We just saw a team 2 weeks ago fly with a guy named Vance McDonald on the team plane who was sick. Are the protocols that much better? I mean, you're right. That would probably be their argument. I just wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're going to say we've done our contact tracing, and until the players tested positive, it looked like everything was okay. Okay, so the Ravens were going to be without two guys. Now they're going to be without more. They are at a competitive disadvantage, too. Apparently, one of the defensive linemen is going to be put on this list if he hasn't already. I didn't realize Calais Campbell hasn't played in a couple of games. They could be without four of their top defensive front seven for this game. So, you know, from a competitive standpoint, the Ravens probably hope it is delayed or pushed back, but we'll see what happens. A lot could happen today, Joe, before we're off the air.
Yeah, I would argue even if they have all negative tests today, what does that matter? One day of negative tests, what would tomorrow bring would be my question, and well, the next day. Would you play the game and then wake up on Friday realizing maybe we shouldn't have? I just think based on precedent, it's a pretty clear case to me right now that this is a money grab, and I would wonder how it would be if the shoe were on the other foot here. I just wonder about all of that. I don't think they should play.
Well, I think the money grab is the good point you bring up, that because I think that's the legitimate point. I'll be surprised if they don't play.
Do you think the precedent point is a bad point, that they already canceled?
No, I think it's a good point, but I think this is the Thursday night game later in the season. It's the primetime game. There's no recourse to make this one up, right? Yeah, I mean, both these teams.
Well, they could play it Monday. They could play it Tuesday. They could.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah, I could see delay. I'm thinking about they want to get it in this weekend. Yeah, you're right. They could end up postponing it. But unlike the Tennessee Steelers game, they had options to replace it to reschedule it. They don't have that option this time. It has to be played either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. You would have to think.
All right, number 7, Tom Brady. Once again, Ron, walks off the field the other day. We have another Brady item in this opening 8 here. But he walked off the field the other day without shaking the other quarterback's hand. Funny that these seem to come after losses mostly, unless it's Drew Brees. He did it to Jared Goff. He did it to Nick Foles. And I don't think it's about covering or following protocol here, because him and Drew Brees, their faces were 2 inches from each other. And I sent you a photo of that, by the way. What's going on with Brady? Is this poor sportsmanship?
Yeah, do you think he might be a poor loser? I mean, his old coach Belichick had done that on occasion as well. Yeah, sounds to me like he doesn't like losing. He hasn't had much practice on it during his career, so maybe he just forgot how it is when you're on the losing end of it. I didn't realize that happened. I didn't see that.
That's well said there at the end. He looked like a baby on the sidelines the whole game, just a little brat is what he looked like. And then, yeah, not to shake hands for the second time after a loss this year. Not a good look for Tom Terrific. Number 6, Charles Nelson Morton, Ron. 1 year, $15 million from the Braves. And word is from Joel Sherman of the New York Post that the Rays wanted to keep Morton, but the Braves' offer was $5 million more. This guy just moves from lottery check to lottery check, and good for him.
Yeah, I always one of my favorite guys. I always thought he was a real stand-up guy. I'm glad to see him have success. Boy, I'll tell you, when he left here, I never would have predicted this, though.
Me neither.
He done, you know, got traded from the Braves. So you talk about going full circle. That's exactly what he's done. He's gone full circle here. And I'm with you. Good for him. I'm happy to see all these guys make their money. I don't begrudge any of them any of it.
Yeah, especially a guy like him, I agree with you. Over the last 2 years, 18-8 with a 3.33 ERA and 42 starts. You can count on him to make his starts. And from what I saw, even in the World Series when he had a rough start, his stuff is, of course, we've been talking about his stuff since he was here. But his stuff is just unbelievable, Ron. I don't see, even in aging now, into his late 30s, I believe he is now. He's a guy I'd want to have. Number five, you wrote about this, college sports, college football at least, in the Post-Gazette today. Wisconsin ineligible for the Big Ten title game. First time in 114 years, Minnesota and Wisconsin won't play. This is on Minnesota's side, the issue here with COVID, but Wisconsin, basically, they're done. Not that they had a great chance to be there anyway, but now they're ineligible.
Yeah, it's become a joke to me. It really has. I mean, all these games being canceled. I can't get past the fact Utah played its first game Saturday on November 21st. I mean, think about that. That game, Wisconsin, is the longest-running series in college football, and now it's not going to be played this week. Washington State was canceled. I mean, I know that doesn't mean anything to Pittsburgh people, but it's like out there, it's like Pitt and Penn State being canceled. So, and I don't think the end is near. I think we're going to see more and more of this stuff, Joe. There's going to be more cancellations as we go on, and I just have a hard time looking at this season as being legitimate.
I tend to think there's going to be less for this reason, that students are going to leave campus if they haven't left already, and a lot of schools ending their semesters early because of COVID. And I think that actually bodes well for football and basketball getting started, that you won't have those big campus parties and things like that. But, yes, I do agree that it's not a pretty sight right now, especially for Wisconsin. Ineligible. Number four, Ron, Pitt basketball season opens tonight. Under Jeff Capel, they're picked to finish 13th in the 15-team ACC. And assuming this season they can pull it off, and I have severe doubts about that, how do you think Pitt fares? Does 13th sound about right to you?
You know, this is year three. He's improved marginally each of the first 2 years. You would like to think there'll be an even bigger jump this year. He's got a lot of new players. I think half the roster's new, including that kid from Erie that everyone's raving about, that Jeffries kid. So it's going to be a new roster, new faces. Got a few of the old Tony's back and, you know, a few other guys, but they should be better. I don't know if they'll finish higher in the standings, but they should have a better team this year, you would think.
Definitely, I think so. And I think they will finish higher than 13th. And I definitely think they've gone from three ACC wins to six. I think they can get up around 8, 9. Now, a lot of this could depend on this kid, Nike Sabandi, if that's how you pronounce his name, this transfer from Miami. When are they going to tell them? They're going to wait to halfway through the season? What's the complication here? They're trying to get ready for a season. And this is completely unfair to the kid and unfair to Pitt, at least not to give them a decision where this guy can prepare his rotations for the year, work the kid in. He doesn't know if this kid's going to play, and if he is, he's supposed to be one of their better players.
Yeah, I mean, it's really great, and they don't have any regard for doing the right thing here. Even if you turn the kid down, at least make a decision, right?
Right.
I mean, don't leave everybody hanging there so they can prepare. The kid can prepare. You know, I haven't seen Capel comment on this publicly. I don't know if there's any kind of timetable he's been told, but it's ridiculous to me that it's gone this long.
Yeah, I think he just said something like, your guess is as good as mine, to Craig Meyer of the Post-Gazette. Just ridiculous that they wouldn't render a decision. It couldn't be that complicated. And it's been going on for months. It's not like it happened last week. All right, number three, Dabo Swinney at it again, doubles down with saying, after Mike Norvell said football coaches are not doctors, some of us might think we are. A clear shot at the old ball coach, but Sweeney comes back with, we're not doctors. I'm not trying to be a doctor. I just listen to the doctors. So Clemson's docs gave the okay. Florida State's did not, and Florida State didn't play the game. Clemson traveled with a guy who was sick and then quarantined after it was discovered he was positive. He's, I guess, their version of Vance McDonald. So tough luck, Dabo. Get ready for Pitt.
Yeah, you know what? He's a creep to me. And then he played well. I've been on the job 18 years, 12 as a head coach. They've had three head coaches in 4 years. I mean, It's all about these coaches, so many of them. The narcissism, and, you know, they give you that story about, oh, we care about the players' health and safety. I don't buy it, Joe. I think it's a real crock, and I think he's a creep. That's just my opinion.
I like that opinion a lot. Coming up, Ron, there's all kinds of treats here. Ben on the running game. We're going to play that a little later in the show. Up next, I wanted to get back to Tom Brady for a second. Bruce Arians, again, ripping him, taking shots at him. I'm going to tell you what Arians said next on Cookin' Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.